USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Massachusetts Democrat governor has declared a state of emergency to deal with the state's growing illegal immigrant crisis. Nearly 5,600 families are now being housed in emergency shelter systems at a cost of $45 million per month. Democrat Governor Mara Healey has made an urgent formal appeal to the White House, calling the problem a federal crisis of inaction. Healey says she will continue to do the work.
We are going to keep doing everything that we can to help families in need.
A Washington, D.C. judge will hear arguments at the end of the week after the Department of Justice filed paperwork to censure GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump from talking about the case.
The hearing Friday in the D.C. courtroom is likely to determine what rules should be imposed for the handling of evidence. The Justice Department recently filed for a protective order, asking the judge to place some limits on defendant Trump's speech about the case. Friday's proceeding is set to begin at 10 a.m. Eastern, and Trump is not required to attend. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The Biden administration's restriction on ghost guns will remain in place for now. The Supreme Court, in an emergency ruling, agreed to pause a lower court's decision invalidating the regulations as the administration carries out its appeal. The case is scheduled for oral arguments next month. Under the new regulations, companies that sell ghost gun kits must obtain a federal firearms license. Buyers would also be required to undergo background checks. COVID-19 hospitalizations in the United States are on the rise for a second week in a row. According to the CDC, the number of people being hospitalized for the virus surged more than 12%. New Hampshire had the biggest jump in a single week at 96%, or almost doubling the previous week's numbers. USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
Former National Football League receiver Henry Ruggs will be sentenced today for a drunk driving crash that caused a woman and her dog to burn to death on a Las Vegas, Nevada surface street. Ruggs' 2020 Chevy Corvette was speeding up to 156 miles per hour, according to the airbag chip data. Ruggs pleaded guilty in May to a felony DUI count and a misdemeanor charge of vehicular manslaughter. His attorneys and prosecutors agreed to a sentence of 10 years in prison with the possibility of parole after 3 years. Ruggs can withdraw his guilty plea if the judge does not approve the sentencing agreement. There could be another name change for the NFL's Washington Commanders.
A Native American group is pushing hard for the Commanders to bring back their old Redskins nickname. The Native American Guardians Association wrote a letter to the team to let new ownership know about its Reclaim the Name campaign. They said Native Americans don't find the name Redskins to be derogatory, and the team never asked the community how they felt before the change was made. The group has already gathered more than 60,000 names on a petition to bring back the old nickname. I'm John Schaefer.
Virgin Galactic is set to launch its second commercial space flight tomorrow. The flight is scheduled to take off from the company's spaceport, America, in New Mexico, with passengers on the VSS Unity. The spacecraft will be going about 53 miles up. Lance Pry, USA News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than six, and it